from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's football season.
What's that?
That's 50 Cent. I love New York. I get money. Name of the track. My bad, man. Week wrapping up. You're on my nerves. I'm my bad.
Hey.
I love you, but yeah.
Careful. That's all. We're going to unveil a new segment called the Gamble of the Week. But first, I got to pay off a tease from 7 hours ago. Okay, so there's a guy you've been talking about, and I every time you bring him up, you say something, and I'll say, "Coo, what?
That's everything, but okay.
Coo, what are you doing? Okay, I did see something today that caught my eye, and I know the number's been out there. Your boy Tom Brady. He's going to make his debut Sunday.
I'm nervous for him, man.
But it's the Browns Cowboys?
Yes, sir. 125 Fox.
He's making $375 million over the next 10 years.
Man.
10 years.
That is wild.
$375.
No insight is worth that. Do I sound like a hater? The actor money, the music money, the ball money, the announcer money, we're screwed. The teachers deserve more. The policemen, the paramedics. I mean, doctors get nares, but Steiny, explain that to me, and he might suck. That's my fear.
I don't think he's going to stink.
I don't like his voice.
Oh.
Like, Olsen was the guy. Him and Burkhart, that was it. And I'm holding to those standards. And he's done something. That ain't his hair either. He's had some new hair added. Like, he bothers me.
Why? You're jealous again.
No, I'm not jealous.
I think you are.
Nah. There's something. I don't like how we got my man out of there. The Olsen.
I don't think this is first time, Jim.
I don't think he got his man out of there. I think they pursued.
And that bothers me.
Oh, so Tom Brady should say, no, I don't want to do the games because Greg's number one. Come on, Goo.
Okay, but to bump my man down from 7 to 3 million? Because Olsen didn't quit. He's getting 3 million now.
First of all, it went from 10 million.
To
to $3 million.
Oh boy, help me. That makes it where Evan gave me that.
Well, I think we just figured out why he needed to take a pay cut.
Evan, like, are you, I'm just asking you and the average fan here, don't you need, and you do this for a living. You're about to do a high school game today. What game is it? Real quick, throw it out to the people.
Bellarmine versus Menlo Atherton.
My man. I'm sorry, who?
Bellarmine, Menlo Atherton.
I thought I heard Bellarmine.
Bellarmine.
No.
So he looks for mistakes.
You, yeah.
That's wild.
Anyway, Evan. Not look for
I do it to him all the time.
Evan, aren't you going to, your ears got to tell you if he's good at it, right? You're not just, oh, it's Tom Brady, he's great, right? You're going to really process and judge him.
I am, but it is crazy to think about the fact that a color commentator for any sport, it could be the World Cup, the most popular sports soccer in the world, is making $375 million from broadcasting.
I got to tell you, that's the first thing I thought about is
what are we?
There is so much money out there
that wow.
I don't have.
Wow. That's how you looked at it. I mean, mad.
Dude, he's making about twice as much as Stephen A. Smith per year.
See,
but he might be making more than he made with the Patriots, right? If it's $37 million a year.
Yeah.
Toward at least at the beginning of his career,
maybe not his last contract.
Right. 375. Wow,
that's just staggering.
Yeah,
really.
It really is. And again, forget the money for a second. I love just what Evan does, the broadcasting. But I'm a nerd. I'm going to watch these games back, and if he's not good, it's going to be disappointing. So there's no fear for Tom to say, hey, Tom, hey, you know what? You didn't cut it. This is your last year. He's golden, and I hate that.
I would think. 925, Steiny's tripping. I love watching the Ravens play. Who is exciting to you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you who.
I don't think you meant that. Run that back.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
He is incredible,
He's
man.
He's incredible. All I'm saying is I don't like that type of football. Here's what I'll say.
You mean offense?
No.
The Ravens are fun, man.
I don't think so. I think they're vanilla.
Stoney, defensively, they get after you. Wow.
925. Who is exciting to him?
Well, here we go.
I will tell you, the standard of exciting football that I have in my mind, and I get it. They're one of the greatest teams of all time. But there's never been a team, to my way of thinking, in football that has been more dynamic and exciting than the Niners when they had Montana and Young.
All right.
Like, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, well, that's a high bar.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well,
but the Chiefs are it for me. Niners, but I don't get the Mahomes, and I love Purdy. They are must-see teams. Watching Patrick Mahomes and Kelce do what they do, it's just incredible.
Right. And to me, like the 49ers offense, when they were great, even now, it's almost, it feels diametrically opposed to what the Ravens do. That's all. I mean, I remember watching the Niners back in the day.
Well, Steve Young was a great one. But you never got what Lamar does. He's one of a kind.
I get it.
It's like high school, but he's playing with the NFL.
Exactly. It is like high school.
You think when you watch him like a little rabbit, he's going to go 80. Like, every time he touches it. That's exciting to me, Stoney. And he's a two-time MVP.
You guys would never. It's my opinion.
No, right. But can you give us a team currently that you would say, not the Niners, that you're like, you know, I'm locked in, Goo? Because I really think, like, I'm mad at you that Baltimore has so much swag and flavor on both sides of the ball, but they don't do it for you.
They don't.
Kansas City?
They're too, like.
All right, Miami. Then Miami, Tua, right? With McDaniel.
Like, I think Baltimore, watching the Baltimore Ravens is somewhat similar to watching the Houston Rockets when they had James Harden.
See, and I love that. And that's why we're different.
That's all.
I love that. Yeah.
I mean, I like how tight the 49ers offense can be, how efficient they can be,
but
how machine-like they can be.
One guy dominates it, though.
Who?
McCaffrey.
Goo.
No, come Like, let's
nobody
be honest.
Nobody dominates a game more than Lamar Jackson.
Oh, right, right. Gotcha.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. My point is, he's blockbuster, man.
I'm not going to deny that he's not a great player. I'm just saying, sometimes watching Baltimore drives me crazy. It just feels like they're not.
I hear you.
I don't know, man.
Let me answer our girl real quick here. The great Lori Matthews, Stoney Goo. You go on and on about how the Niners have to win a Super Bowl, yet Lamar is terrible in the playoffs. And you find that exciting. Oh, no, Lori, uh-oh. I've come down his road. Stoney and I've had one of our biggest fights. I'm looking at it from a play standpoint. When he has the ball, Lori, he's a threat to go all the way. He's deficient in passing. I'm not afraid to say that. But I do find the good plays, Lori, when he rolls out and finds likely last night to get that touchdown.
Broken play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That's the Ravens.
And
that's
right,
like backyard boogie.
Exactly.
I don't think it'll win it all, but exactly. When it works, it's like, whoa.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, I'm different.
Two chains.
Like, well, let's go out to, Philmo Mike. By the way, coming up in 5 minutes, the gamble of the week. Gamble of the week. We'll explain what that is. Philmo, what's going on, my man?
Mike.
Hey, man, the Chiefs office, Patrick Mahomes is not that captivating. Oh. I don't know what guru, I swear. He's a great quarterback.
Mike, that hurt. Wow.
I swear to God, Steiner just said it. I'd much rather watch the Niners offense. It's much more captivating than seeing Patrick Mahomes do whatever he gonna do. It's a guessing game with the Niners. With Patrick Mahomes, you kind of know what you're gonna get. Yeah, he's good. He's dynamic. He's raw. But it's not like the Niners. Like, the only thing the Niners have is they don't got the Super Bowl rings. That's the only thing they don't got. But as far as watching a football game, man, the Niners is one. I'm not being a homer. They got a warrior-esque feel to them. Every time they play, the game is big. Like 3-4 years ago when they played, the game was big. It meant something. The Niners, They don't really get blown out on national television. You know what I'm saying? So when the Niners play, people expect to see quality. Even when we don't play good, we in the game to like the third or fourth quarter.
Mike, so when I call Patrick Mahomes a Steph Curry of quarterbacks, you rebuke that? Like,
he ain't no Steph Curry of quarterbacks.
Wow, man. The things
he's
that
not
he...
a Steph Curry. He's not. It's Lamar Jackson more Steph Curry to me than Patrick Mahomes.
Nah, Lamar has a ceiling. Patrick Mahomes stays within the lines, man. He buys time. He uses his brain. He's hurt, and he still gets it done, Mike. He's got three
Patrick
rings.
Patrick Mahomes is like a LeBron James. It's expected. It's not exciting.
Oh, my.
Brock Purdy got more of a Steph Curry feel than Patrick Mahomes because you don't expect it coming from Brock Purdy, the last pick in the draft, white boy from Iowa. Say where the hell he's from. He loves God. He got more of Steph Curry vibes than Patrick Mahomes just because he's light-skinned and grew.
No, it ain't got nothing to do with that. What about
he's
that?
Trying to use the light-skinned.
Hey, Mike, real quick, I've never done this in my life, use a preseason play in any sport to say, did you see that? The behind the pass Patrick Mahomes did, I think it was a couple weeks before the season started. Don't talk to me about his ability. That's Curry. And it's Curry because he wins. Curry's got four.
Curry don't even play in the preseason, Guru.
No, I'm just talking about in general. Bro, Mike, four rings, and your boy's got three and been to four. Lamar ain't been to nothing.
I'm not saying that. I just said Brock Purdy has more of a Steph Curry feel than Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson.
Stoney, you say
check
what
it,
to that?
Look it. Don't look get it. Your food stamp.
I'm looking at
hey, Mike. Thanks
he
for the
like
call,
it.
Buddy.
Yeah, great that call. Great that.
I love it.
Purdy has more of a Steph Curry, and I love me some Purdy. Come on, man. Well, Patrick Mahomes is God right now on the football field.
Right, maybe that's why he doesn't think he's like Steph Curry.
He's not the biggest dude,
right?
Nor the fastest. He's smart. And he's... Andy Reid said, I can do something with him.
Right.
Kyle picked, who did he pick? Trey Lance.
Can we put the rat on the table?
Oh, boy. Oh, what was Mike's deal there?
Patrick Mahomes is better than Steph Curry.
Now that's another one. Wow! Like I need a drink.
I'm leaving.
But that's a cut. Like
I cannot be associated
with this. He deserves
it.
Like that's something, Evan. You just knocked me out. Mike is mad that he lost to the Chiefs twice. I can't believe I didn't figure it out. Brock Purdy is closer to Curry. Curry goes, he wins.
What? That's about his.
Hey,
that's why do you call him Jordan then? You don't call him Curry.
Ill conceived of a thought as I've heard in a while from you.
Well, Mahomes has lost
since
Super Bowl
since 12-15.
No, it was 10 when I did my bit about the quarterbacks.
Frank, let's go to Frankie Eyelashes. He's in San Rafael. Frankie Eyelashes, what's going on? Night night.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Explain it.
It's not that hard to explain, and it's not that novel. So the boss said he thinks we should do something with making some predictions on a Friday. It's a fun Friday. And here's what we're going to do. And I think you can go to Twitter on our 95.7 The Game page and check it out. But here it is. Guru and I are going to start with 5,000 units. I'll just call them units.
Yeah.
5,000 units.
Well, a unit is a measurement.
Thank you, Evan. I didn't want to. Yeah, he's off to a shaky start. But yeah, so $5,000.
$5,000.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. That's what we agreed upon.
Come on, Stoney.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It was hard to potty train you. It had to be.
I used units as a way to be sensitive to anybody out there who may actually have a gambling problem. That's kind
if
of
if you really okay. meant that, I'm gonna give you that.
All right. Guru and I are starting with $5,000. But see, I already have a problem with that because we're not. And if you gave me $5,000, I wouldn't be betting all year. All right. Anyway,
Pitchman
Guru and I start out with $5,000.
Let's go.
And each week we make one bet. One bet against the spread. And we'll see who has more money at the end of the year, or if we have any at all.
Right, if we even make it.
$5,000, and you can wager anything up to $5,000, depending on how you feel about the game. All right, Guru, who is your first gamble on, and for how much?
Thank you, Evan. $2,000. 2K just came out for the PS5. I'm betting $2,000. I go big. 2K. And it starts tonight in Brazil. And I really believe the Eagles, I don't know what happened in that locker room. Something did. They were 10-1 at one point. I'm telling you, they are going to beat the Packers. They're favored by two. So two's a push. Three will get you the win. 2K on the birds tonight.
You know what I feel like I should do?
2K.
When he's
just take the Packers.
No, when he's betting.
Damn, Evan.
When he's betting like this. I feel like going the old Price is Right. Okay, fine. I'll bet $1. Because he ain't never getting back up to 4,990.
2K early. What you got?
I'm going to bet $500 on the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't believe in the Jets. I don't.
So it's more, yeah, you've been consistent.
I have a feel, I don't know, got an inkling the Niners could come out and just steamroll.
Yeah. All right. Well, by the way, we're
4.5?
We're taking spreads, yes. Yeah. So yeah, Eagles are minus two, Niners are minus 4.5.
Aaron Rodgers, and what if they don't get pressure on him, and he's got time to find Wilson and Breeze Hall?
What do you care?
Yeah.
No, I heard that. Did you hear Brandon Tierney on yesterday? Oh, boy. What's the face? Oh my gosh. What is it with this guy?
My name didn't come up. I was in traffic thinking, okay, it'll come up here. It'll come up here. That was my coach to help me win the contest. We stay in contact. But Dibs didn't bring me up. I don't want to sound like a diva, but that hurt.
You don't sound like a diva. You sound a little pathetic.
Oh, boy. Dude, I'm like, come on! Dibs was the coach that went against Tierney, and I was on Tierney's team. Yeah. He checks on me every now and then. I'll check on him.
Brandon Tierney from The Fan in New York was on yesterday.
Our sister station. With Odyssey.
You say that about every other station.
No, I listen to other shows. I'm like, we're damn good.
You don't know that.
Dude, I listen to a lot of radio.
So there, you know for a fact they're an Odyssey station.
I will bet the rest of the 5K I got, which is 3K. Steiny, you need to start doing that.
What?
Listen to other Steinies in other venues, in other states.
Why?
You'll feel better about yourself. It's a lot of stuff out there.
So you're saying if I listen to other radio shows, I'll realize how great I am?
Yeah, like, you get a pep in your... We were voted number 7 in the nation last year with national shows in our time slot. And I posted on Facebook.
Nobody voted for anything you're talking about.
Oh, we didn't even make it sometimes. We didn't even get honorable mentions. And all of a sudden, we were 7th. Dude.
It's one guy who writes an article. There were no votes. There were no votes.
Not in my mind.
There was no popular vote.
We cleaned up in Delaware, Steiny. They like us.
Dude, you could go to Wilmington. You could go to Dover.
You are the
no one has ever heard of you.
Dude. What's with Evan?
Let's go to Moose.
Giving you love for that.
Moose is in San Jose.
It is kind of funny.
He says one dude.
It was one dude. And you know what? I don't even respect his opinion.
I'm kidding.
Moose in San Jose. Oh, he's coming. He's coming at you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. So when Evan first made that comment, I swear, I just about did a double take. My eyes were flying in the back of my head. Patrick Mahomes is better in his position and Steph Curry, and then again, I know it was only a few minutes ago, but I really thought about it, and I kind of see where you're coming from.
Dude.
Patrick Mahomes checks all the boxes. Look, he checks every single box on the field from the perspective of being a quarterback. Steph Curry, on the other hand, as great as he is, incredible unanimous season, and you love the guy for everything he is off the court as well, too.
Right.
He only checks certain boxes on the basketball court. I would say Steph Curry is maybe more like a Peyton Manning. He checks the arm strength boxes, the knowledge on the field, but you know, there's other things that he may or may not have been lacking. And then maybe Patrick Mahomes is more like a LeBron James. He's got the assist, you know, he's got the massive assist, the points record, you know, 20 years in the league, all the different things. Mahomes has a way to go, but Again, he first said that, I just about went crazy. And then I thought about it. I go, it actually makes sense.
No doubt. And I love the chef. If we sit down with the chef, if we get another opportunity, I'm going to say, Steph, somebody called in. Well, Evan. Evan will be right there.
I guess Steph's Lamar Jackson. He's one-dimensional.
Please. He's got four rings. He revolutionized the game.
Lamar, three-point shooting Steph, and that's where it ends.
Steph gets
kidding.
But Evan, that's a great one. Fillmore Mike was called butthurt. Then Mahomes is not. What? Mike, an L. Mike took an L. No, I'll text
him later. I was kind of with Mike. In terms of what I like to
watch. He was placating to you, too. Okay. He knows how you think.
I just find I would rather watch the 49ers offense than the Baltimore Ravens offense.
All right,
that's all.
Well, when you do it that way, Stoney, I think you would get the win. More people probably would vote for that. So I'm betting 2K on the Eagles minus two tonight, and you got, 500 on the Niners minus 4.5.
Exactly.
Can't wait for, we won't know if you're right till Tuesday, my luck. Monday show will be about how I lost, and then you still will be undefeated. God.
You already?
I know how you think, man.
You know nothing about me still. I keep things private.
Well, you shocked me about Dr. J today.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you tell people that?
We were having a conversation. I don't know what you and Evan were doing on the Vine Spadoni last night. Somehow Zach LaVine's name came up, and
right.
I still lost. Explain that.
Okay, so last night I'm going down a rabbit hole on Instagram or something.
Facebook.
And I saw, you know how they have highlight reels of players?
Yeah.
And most of the highlight reels that I watch from the 80s and stuff, I've pretty much seen them all.
Okay.
At least once.
Oh!
Anyway, one caught my eye. Somebody sent out a highlight of Julius Erving.
Man.
And it was about a minute and a half, and it had a bunch of stuff that I either hadn't seen or didn't remember seeing.
So this is new to
you. And I'm watching Erving, and I'm like, holy hell. And I've never said anything other than, no, he's the greatest in-game dunker I've ever seen. That's me, Erving. And so I said, you guys got to check out this highlight reel. This is unbelievable.
Right.
And then Evan writes back. See, this is where Evan can get, like, I don't get away with stuff like this. People call me on it. When I kid around, Evan goes, Zach LaVine's is better.
Right. And I had, I didn't click on it to this morning. And I go, that little punk, there's no way. I love me some Zach, but Julius Erving.
Unbelievable.
The best, man. I never knew you thought of that about Dr. J. I thought you hated him so much.
I do hate him.
You wouldn't even give him that.
I can't stand him.
But you gave him that love.
Yeah, he's the greatest dunker of all time.
And his best days were in the ABA. He was a problem. Go ahead.
Real quick before we got a break here. You skipped a part of the conversation in which that joke flew over your head. And you asked if there was any Warriors news concerning Zach LaVine.
The Warriors got
Zach
him.
LaVine was so off the wall that I didn't even conceive that he was making a joke that he was actually comparing LaVine to Erving. And so I sent out four texts in a row. I'm like, what's going on with LaVine? Are the Warriors getting him? Where's LaVine going?
Might be the best in-game dunker along with, now, Evan's era, he said Vince Carter. He's not wrong. But Dominique Wilkins did his dunks in the game. On cats.
Oh, you said Daryl Dawkins.
Yeah, Chocolate Thunder. I got him and Dominique up there for me in game.
Not even close.
Are you
we got to go.
Oh,
but
boy.
We got to go.
You got lucky.
We got to go, but let me just
McClung better.
Let me just say this to fans before we go. Daryl Dawkins was not one of the greatest dunkers.
Chocolate
we gotta
Thunder?
Go. We got to go on 95.7, the game.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Where's Mark Twain anyway?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
It's football season on 95.7 The Game, which means Sunday we're going to have NFL action all day long. First, we got Patriots Bengals at 10, then Raiders at Chargers at 1. You can listen to NFL Week 1 action all day Sunday on The Game. You good?
Yeah, this is normally when... No, you were phenomenal with that, Reed. This is usually when you ask me, hey, Goo, what he got this weekend?
I was going to talk about myself.
No, good. I'll answer and throw it back to you.
What do you got this weekend?
Just watching football, bud. Starting tonight to all day tomorrow, Sunday. Kids gone. No responsibilities. Wife hates me. It's all good, buddy. Me and the 85-inch. Okay. Like, I'm excited.
I know you are. You were excited for Randy Cross.
Oh, what else? There was something else.
You're really excited for the debate on Tuesday.
Now, I can't wait for that, oh man. Evan knew nothing about that.
All right.
Evan does politics. Well, he works here.
Do we have any psychologists or psychiatrists out there?
I'm out.
Because I tell you what, this is unbelievable, and I've had a rash of these lately. Goo, I went to college almost 40 years ago.
Okay.
All right, 40 years ago, all right, I go to sleep last night, and for like the 10th time in the last year, no, 6 months, I have a dream. This one's a little different, but the same theme. I'm laying on the beach, okay? I'm laying on a beach towel, and I pop up in the dream, and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to hand in my paper.
Wow.
And so I had the paper done somewhere in this dream, but I didn't have it. I didn't know where it was. And then I couldn't figure out where to take the paper because I wasn't sure who the professor of the class was. And so I bump into Susan, you know, in my dream. And say, hey, what, you remember who were our sociology professors in college? And she's like, I can't remember. I'm like, God, what didn't they have? There was a Professor K, I think. And she's like, yeah, I kind of remember that. And I'm like, yeah, but it wasn't him. And she's like, well, I don't know. And then out of nowhere, here comes Dibley. And I say, and I'm like, Dibs,
he made the
dream.
He
didn't even go to my college.
Yeah.
And I'm asking Dibs, what's the name of that professor that I had to do this paper for? And he comes up and says something like, Buchwald? And I'm like, no, it wasn't Buchwald. And then he goes, was it Professor Vane? And I'm like, no, it wasn't Professor Vane. And then I woke up.
Wow, man.
I
can't. You know what time you woke up?
No.
Yeah.
I have these dreams all the time about a test being unprepared for, a paper that's late, and I can never do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I can never do it.
A lot of people say Dibs was in your dream, but it happens.
I can never find that paper and hand it in and then go back to the beach.
Of all the things to dream about, yeah, that's, dude, our minds are powerful.
Gonna need Freud.
Man. Childhood trauma.
Wow.
Answer for everything.
Yeah, I mean, that may be it. Hey, fun show today, Goo.
Yeah, step when you yelled at me. I still haven't got an apology. I'll get that.
Do you know what gaslighting is?
I don't like that term.
That's what you just did. You just gaslit.
I get loud naturally when I'm in defense mode.
I did not.
But you have a way. You know this about your voice.
No, I yell.
You say stuff. Hey, I'm just... It's not fact, but you say it like it's fact. And then when somebody like myself say what they have to say, it's not fact. It's like poison. It's like, yeah.
Don't make me do this. I found the Kyle Shanahan quote.
Oh, no,
from 2018.
I remember it.
Saying, a quarterback must be able to make plays in the pocket. If he can't make plays in the pocket, I have no use for him.
Gotcha. But you do understand.
I made that up. But he always talks about.
But he doesn't always draft.
Got to make plays in the pocket.
Capital.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't bring his name up. Don't bring up our dual threat quarterback's name.
He's still in the league, though.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Stein, how are you doing on fantasy?
What's that?
It's getting tired.
I have Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but when you're in six leagues, it's getting tiring.
No,
checking the score.
You think?
I'm like, good God.
650, Steiny. It means you're coming to the realization of your older age and the projects you never finished since you've been coasting. time to write that book.
Wow, man.
Huh.
Can't do it.
I went down your Facebook page.
What's that?
I went down your Facebook page looking for that audio of what I talked about yesterday on the show, right? About when you said you had that twain, that Eastern twain.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, I'm on there more like it's my Facebook. I had to delete because I always at you when we used to do shows. I would at you on Facebook and tell people to listen. It was weird. See, I'm like, good God, you think I'm part of his family? So yeah. I deleted a lot.
I mean, dude, it took. I found it.
There's no way you found it.
Yeah, I. Yes, of course. It's
the best. Now we gotta wait to.
What?
The boss asked you in the meeting, hey, can you find the audio?
And I said, probably.
But you were lazy. You didn't even open the thing up. You would have found it.
You know why?
Where was it at? Not Facebook, because I went looking for
YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
I didn't go to
YouTube. It's almost like you didn't turn in your paper.
Yeah, no doubt. Just coasting.
Oh, wow. By the way, 925, Goo, three leagues is the max.
You know what? That's leagues. It. Yeah.
Not five, not six.
And then what about this? Yeah. What does this say about my character? You tell me too, Evan. This is a true story. I'm going to shout this guy out. Yeah. All right, real quick. Come on now.
Yeah,
Joshua Hutchinson says, hey, Guru.
Oh, J.H., yeah.
I don't know him.
J. Hutch.
He says, Guru, I need your help, man.
Oh, boy.
One of my buddies lost his mom. His mom passed. We're trying to get a league assembled, and we'd love to have you in it. I know you're in a lot of leagues. Can you do it? Sure. So I'm in seven leagues, but no money on that one.
Yay.
Evan, come on.
That's nice of you, Gil.
Yeah, that's worth something at the cafeteria, right? Not that I do things like that for...
Well, not from us, but...
Right. Oh,
hey,
boy.
Hey, it's 2 minutes before the crossover, and...
Get me out of here!
We should have a new segment, Goo. At 1:40 every day, you and I try to guess what Willard... And Dibley will correct us on or will tell us what we did wrong.
I can do it
or
now.
Where we're off base.
Lamar would not win a chip with Kyle. He's not a better fit for the Niner offense than Brock Purdy. Willard's coming in hot on that, I believe.
Willard's going to. I got Willard agreeing with me.
Oh,
because
no
he
doubt.
Loves the Niners.
Yeah,
so
no
much.
Doubt. That's what I was saying. Yeah. And he's pro Brock.
You know what? That would be a fun game.
Yeah.
Because those two Jets. They come in every day. Hey, 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 nice show, but...
What you were trying to say.
Exactly. Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm scared of Willard. He butters us up with, hey, I was listening walking the dog.
Exactly.
Let me tell you, Goo, what you were trying to say.
That dog Penny.
I love Willard.
All right, coming up next, it's the crossover with the two guys who love to correct us on 95.7 The Game.
What's up? It's your boy Guru here on a Friday to tell you Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Unlike other apps on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. Get this. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the win-ins roll in. One Caleb Williams passing yard gets you one win on Prize Picks. Every week in September. That's right. 1 yard gets you an automatic win every football weekend in September. 4 weeks, 4 free dubs. And remember, you can throw up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. Tonight I got Jalen Hurts with more than 45 rushing yards as they're in Brazil taking on the Packers. Download the Prize Picks app today and use my code Guru957 and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code Guru957 on Prize Picks to get $50 instantly when you play $5. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Trying to lose weight, but fad diets and sketchy products from online clinics aren't working? Listen up. Legit GLP-1 weight loss injections are helping millions of people get stubborn weight off. Balanced Medical Solutions only gets prescriptions from FDA-regulated U.S. pharmacies, and they provide personalized support to reach your goals. Their medical evaluation with labs to check for relevant underlying issues is only $99 and includes free follow-ups. Call now, 510-679-3300, or visit balancedmedicalsolutions.com.
Individual results may vary.
This is the day of the big sale at your gift shop.
Welcome in.
So this isn't just a big day for your business. It's a big day for the network keeping it all connected. That is, if it can handle the pressure.
Next in line, please.
So is it possible to get business internet you can really count on? It is. With 99.9% network reliability from Comcast Business. It's like this neat little bow.
Do you like that gift wrap?
Really ties it all together. Reliable internet for your business. It's not just possible. It's happening. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Switch to Comcast Business and get started with reliable internet and advanced security for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card with a qualifying internet package. Don't wait. Call or go online to switch today. Offer ends 9/22/24. Restrictions apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.